At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I have no information suggesting that Elon Musk actually knows who would replace him as CEO of Twitter. It's not like he has somebody waiting in the wings, and this is all a setup. This is all seat-of-the-pants kind of stuff, which makes it, on the one hand, fun, and on the other hand, slightly terrifying for those who actually are trying to figure out what standards Twitter is attempting to apply here.
Slightly terrifying. Wow. Looks like Ben doesn't enjoy the Twitter dictatorship that's going down as much as he thought he would. But what about all the free speech? What about all the neo-Nazis? Oh, right. But the neo-Nazis aren't really nice towards Jewish people. And that's been a new thing that's been ramping up quite a bit lately, too. Yeah, definitely a lot of anti-Semitism on Twitter. Who boy is there ever? Yep, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. Yeah. All right. Police provide first official details of Elon Musk's alleged stalker incident. Police say a member of Elon Musk's security team is currently a suspect in their investigation, not a victim. Twitter CEO Elon Musk tweeted last week that a crazy stalker followed a car carrying one of his children in Los Angeles Tuesday night, thinking it was me, and that the stalker blocked the car from moving and climbed onto the hood. A new statement from local police provides the first official account of what happened during the incident. The South Pasadena Police Department had confirmed that an incident involving two vehicles was reported to the police on Tuesday night, but said a member of Elon Musk's security team is currently a suspect in the investigation, not a victim. A 29-year-old man from Connecticut told the South Pasadena police Tuesday that a driver in another vehicle had confronted him in the parking lot, accused him of following him on the 110 freeway, and then struck the man with his vehicle as he was leaving the parking lot. Last Thursday, South Pasadena police learned the suspect involved in this case is believed to be a member of Elon Musk's security team, the department said in a statement. A South Pasadena city spokesman said the department is currently reaching out to the Elon Musk team, seeking to investigate both sides of the incident and get statements from everyone involved. Detectives are reviewing the video footage of the incident, the police department said. Oh, this is still up. Wow. Media spokespeople at Twitter and Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Little X appears to refer to Musk's child with musician Grimes, born in 2020, who they referred to or named as... The Washington Post reported on Sunday that it had identified the alleged stalker, who confirmed to the Post that he was the person in the video and said that he had reported what happened to the South Pasadena police. The man said he was a delivery driver for Uber Eats, the Washington Post reported, and made several bizarre and unsupported claims, including that he believed Grimes was sending him coded messages through her Instagram posts and that Musk was monitoring his real-time location and that Musk could control Uber Eats to block him from receiving a delivery order. Grimes, whose real name is, lives in a house near the gas station where the altercation occurred, the Post reported. The Guardian was not immediately able to reach the man named in the Washington Post story for comment. The man who made the police report in South Pasadena is not being named because it's an ongoing investigation, the city spokesman said. At 9:51 on December, according to the police department press release, South Pasadena police responded to a report of an assault with a deadly weapon involving a vehicle on Mission Street. The 29-year-old man from Connecticut told police that he was recently exited the 110 freeway and had stopped to use his phone in the parking lot. When he was parked, the man said another vehicle pulled in front of him, blocking his path. The driver approached him, accused him of following him on the freeway. The victim and the driver who confronted him both took video of their dispute. Police said when the suspect was leaving the parking lot, he struck the victim with his vehicle. When an officer arrived on the scene, the suspect had already left the area, police said. The Connecticut man did not identify the police or indicate altercation with anything that is coincidental. Now, obviously, we don't know the full story yet, but as of right now, it would appear that it's not, in fact, Elon Musk's security guard who was actually, investigating the criminal. He was, in fact, the criminal, according to the police so far. As far as we know, the story pretty much goes that this security guard for Elon Musk pulled in front of his vehicle, went out, filmed the dude. That video is the video that we've all seen, the one where he's like, got you, and then films his license plate and everything. And then that guy got out of his car to go talk to him, and then he smashed him with his vehicle. According to the police report, as of right now, this is as far as we know. It's somehow getting worse. It was really bad yesterday, because yesterday was when it came out that Elon Musk actually did not, in fact, the reporters did not dox him in any way, shape, or form. So Elon Jet did not dox Elon Musk in real time. No, Elon Jet posted the airport that Elon Musk had landed in 23 hours prior to the incident happening. That is not real-time location doxing. Now, it got even worse after that, because it turned out the person who Elon Musk was talking about may have, in fact, been a stalker who was stalking Grimes. It turns out this might be a Grimes stalker, a person who's obsessed with Grimes. That's pretty fucked up. But extra fucked up, you use it as an excuse to censor a bunch of journalists who are critical of you, including, as of the time of this, still Matt Binder. Hashtag free Binder. Matt Binder is still in Twitter jail right now. He got locked out of his account again. So no one doxed his real-time location. That was 100% a lie. That at this point, we know. We know verifiable facts on the ground. He lied about that. He lied. He just censored. He wanted to censor his critics. He's a giant man baby and a dictator. He's a dictator and a man baby. That's who Elon Musk is. But now things get worse. Turns out his security guard may not have been taking information down about a potential stalker of Grimes. He may have been going over there to hit a potential stalker of Grimes with his car. That's where we're at now. He may have gone there to go fucking assault Grimes stalker with his motor vehicle. And then Elon Musk twisted the whole thing to be like, this is because of real-time assassination targets and coordinates that were put out by all these journalists. I have to delete them all off my account now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah, I know. How does it keep getting more fucked up? This one is really bad now. So to recap, the victim and the driver who confronted him both took video of their dispute. The police said when the suspect was leaving the parking lot, he struck the victim with his vehicle. When an officer arrived at the scene, the suspect had already left the area. The suspect being Elon Musk's security guard. Yes, that's where we're at. This is so wild. Musk tweeted that the child was in the car and was followed by a stalker. Authorities said that Musk was not present and he was not yet clear if members of the family had been. Musk cited the interaction between his child and the stalker as a justification for citing a number of sweeping policy changes. That is true.
Iluma.
Including removing an account that shared public information about his private jet, barring accounts for real-time sharing of location information, and suspending the accounts of several prominent U.S. journalists who had reported on his actions. Musk later reversed the bans on some of his journalists, and multiple public Twitter polls of users said that they could be reinstated. The L.A. Police Department said on Friday the department was aware of Musk's tweet about the stalker and is in contact with a representative of the security team. No crime reports have been filed yet. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department said last week it had not received any reports of the incidents. Wow. Wow, this one could be very, very bad for
Iluma.
That's not great. Also, Twitter users voted Elon Musk to step down as the CEO in a poll he launched and then ignored. Yeah, he just didn't tweet about it. He didn't tweet all day yesterday after losing that poll, which is still up, by the way. Should I step down as head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll. And this is pretty ironclad right here. Unless you're just lying. And so, yes, 57.5% said yes to 42.5% said no. 17 million people voted. That's a lot of human beings voting. Now, you know how the quartering woke up and called out every other fellow creator he knew and was like, we are literally at war right now. This is the most important day of your lives. A shame on all of you for not doing anything about this. Why haven't you joined the public Twitter poll and tried to sway? Use your audiences. Use our poll. We have to keep on Elon Musk. And everyone was like, this isn't real life, Jared. Me, what the fuck is wrong with you? Go to bed. As the saying goes, be careful what you wish, as you might get it. Elvis is in the building. Oh yes, more Twitter files. Nice. Distract. Those who want power are the ones who least deserve it. Spider-Man meme. No, this is the Garfield meme. Yeah, sorry. And then more Twitter files. Endless amounts. Stats in the World Twitter Cup. So this was the first thing he basically tweeted out yesterday after losing the poll. But that's like tweeted out. In terms of replying, he was replying quite a bit, and that's where things get a little bit more dubious. We scroll through his replies and his reply guy stuff. Oh, this is a straight up fash account, by the way. The fact that he's responding to end wokeness. Like, this account has posted some real racist shit before. Harvard poll, 75% think less than a million illegals entered last year. When told the correct number, 2.75, 67% want stricter laws. My God. How do you calculate the 90%? Okay. Yes, here it is. So, Kim.com, one of the key propagators of the Seth Rich conspiracy theory that turned out not to be true at all. Hey, Elon Musk, it's unwise to run a poll like this when you are now deep state's enemy number one. They have the biggest bot army on Twitter, the deep state. They have that. They have 100,000 analysis with 30 or 40 accounts all voting against you. Oh, but do you have data on this? Let's clean up and run the poll again. The majority has faith in you. Kiss. Okay. So take backsies? I'm hoping that Elon did this poll as the honeypot to catch all the deep state bots. The data set for this poll will contain most of them. Some good data mining. And he could kill them all in one go. La 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 la. Wow. Interesting. Interesting. Huh. And then Unfiltered Boss says, blue subscribers should be the only ones that can vote in policy related to the polls. We actually have skin in the game. Good point. Twitter will make that change. So, I'm sorry to say, but is not going to be stepping down from Twitter right now. He's pretty deeply entrenched in this entire thing. And, what's weird, though, is that, like, his leaving Twitter is definitely because of the external pressure coming from people who have a lot of money to lose. He's been fucking with the money a lot, like, really fucking with the money. And so, you know, Tesla being, what, are we still at 136? Let's pull up Tesla stock. We have it. So yeah, we're at 137.80, which is pretty bad. He's gone beyond the 50% threshold. He is not holding up the fiduciary responsibility to his shareholders. They would have grounds right now to take action on this. So obviously there's a lot of key shareholders that have publicly been stating on Twitter, Elon, get the fuck out of Twitter. Like, literally get out of it. You're living inside Twitter. He's a fetus and Twitter is his mother now. And you know, mama is giving him the sour milk. Unfortunately, as you can see, he's basically interacting almost exclusively with like Nazis, the far right, the alt-right, blah, blah, blah. Like Ian Miles Chong being his fucking, why are you the reply guy for fucking Ian Miles Chong all the time? All right. So on to other parts. What's Ben got to say?
Well, Elon Musk bought Twitter not all that long ago, and he's been a very hands-on owner. He's been formulating Twitter policy in real time, banning accounts, bringing back accounts, doing everything by Twitter poll. Over the weekend, Elon Musk put out a poll asking whether he should step down as the active head of Twitter. This doesn't mean he'll give up ownership of Twitter, of course, but he put out a poll saying that he would pledge to abide by the results of the poll and asking whether people should allow him to remain the CEO of Twitter. And then the poll results came in and nearly 60% of people on Twitter were polled said that Musk should not remain the CEO of Twitter. Now, here's the thing. I think Musk is smart enough to know what the result was going to be ahead of time. I really doubt that he thought that 60% of people were going to say yes. So what this really looks more like is a transition
not true.
Plan. He wants to make it look like the people wanted him to step out of the way.
Oh,
and then
true.
Point
Sorry,
somebody
yes.
Else
no, you're,
on Twitter.
You're correct here.
But this
yes.
does speak to the way that Twitter is currently being run, which is very ad hoc. Again, I don't have a problem with that because I would rather that there be someone at the top of the food chain to blame as opposed to the way Twitter was being run. But this does throw the entire social media.
You still have people to blame. Is it just that there are more people? You don't have to list multiple people, you know? I wanted to complain about Dorsey, but then I have to mention Vijaya, and then I have to mention all these other people who work there. I mean, it's very, very consuming. I'd rather just be able to be like, you know, Elon Musk is the problem.
System into at least some chaos because nobody actually knows what's coming next. I have no information suggesting that Elon Musk actually knows who would replace him as CEO of Twitter. It's not like he has somebody waiting in the wings, and this is all a setup. This is all seed to the pants kind of stuff, which makes it, on the one hand, fun, and on the other hand, slightly terrifying for those who actually are trying to figure out what standards Twitter is attempting to apply here.
Slightly terrifying. Wow. Looks like Ben doesn't enjoy the Twitter dictatorship that's going down as much as he thought he would. But what about all the free speech? What about all the neo-Nazis? Oh, right. But the neo-Nazis aren't really nice towards Jewish people. And that's been a new thing that's been ramping up quite a bit lately, too. Yeah, definitely a lot of anti-Semitism on Twitter. Who boy is there ever? Yep, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. Yeah. So what about the people who work there? Because I imagine for them, things are a little more scary. I imagine, I mean, the ones who still remain, I mean, a lot of them are people who have to remain because of their visas. I imagine that's probably a little bit terrifying as well, just to see what exactly this person, this Elon of the Musks, is doing.
Going to be in rough shape. And then, of course, Tesla pulled out of the tailspin, and soon it was doing fine. Tesla shares were jumping pre-market Monday amid the suggestion that Musk would stop running Twitter and return his attention back to the engineering company that he founded. There have been questions since Musk first showed interest in buying Twitter, how he would juggle running that company while also...
Need you reading the articles.
Absolutely delicious. They got it for me. They grilled it up for me. I can tell you, it was mouthwatering. Good Ranchers will do the same for you, your family, your friends, anybody you buy Good Ranchers for. Head on over to goodranchers.com. Use code BEN.
Wait, were you eating that in a tent? What's happening here?
Giving them a true steakhouse experience with 100% American USDA prime and upper choice cuts of beef, chicken, and seafood. Other meat delivery companies, even your local grocery stores, import lower quality meat from overseas. Don't give your friends and family less than America's best. You know how I know that Good Ranchers is really good stuff?
I don't know. Do any of you want to swallow Ben Shapiro's meat? I think at this point, most people would be like, I think that will make me sick.
She got me a kosher steak, and it is absolutely delicious. They got it for me. They grilled it up for me. I can tell you, it was mouthwatering. Good Ranchers will do the same for you, your family, your friends, anybody you buy Good Ranch.
But is that it? Is this like a thing? Are you Jordan Peterson? It is. It's just the meat. There's other food you could have with a steak. You can have a steak, and then you can have some sides, some fixins, some fucking cornbread. I don't know, my dude. What are you doing?
Delicious. They got it for me. They grilled it.
Why are you eating it with a plastic knife and fork? What is this? Where are you?
For me. I can tell you, it was mouthwatering. Good Ranchers will do the same for you, your family, your friends, anybody you buy Good Ranchers for. Head on over to goodranchers.com. Use code...
Not even his wife wants his meat? No, that's true. I don't think his wife wants to put his meat in his mouth. That's true.
Simply, the FBI sense that they don't want something up. That's pretty scary stuff. Taibbi posted late on Friday afternoon, the Twitter files are revealing more every day about how the government collects, analyzes, and flags your social media content. Twitter's content with the FBI, contact with the FBI...
He also just said Musk founded Tesla. He did not.
Subsidiary. Between January 2020 and November 2022, there were over 150 emails between the FBI and former Twitter trust and safety chief, Yoel Roth. Some are mundane, like San Francisco agent Elvis Chen wishing Roth a happy new year, along with a reminder to...
You're still reading this? Oh, man, you've been reading this since before the meat fiasco.
And some were suspended, most with a generic thanks Twitter letter. When told of the FBI flagging, one of the people suspended said, my thoughts initially were, seems like prima facie, one, a First Amendment violation. Holy cow. Me, an account with the reach of an amoeba. Three, what else are they looking at? I can't believe the FBI...
Are you still just reading this article?
Okay, and what's your... sharing memes and all.
I wanted your take, Ben. Your shitty take. It doesn't even seem that shitty yet. This might be the first Ben Shapiro video I've watched where it's like, I don't see a ton wrong with him being like, at the end of the day, I don't think Elon Musk did this because he was actually leaving this up to chance. It sounds kind of like he was just doing this as an easy out. Yeah, no shit.
Her own Instagram feed. She had an Instagram feed in which she was announcing, or her TikTok feed in which she was announcing this. And all of the comments on the TikTok feed were about how much people hated Taylor Lorenz. She ended up running away.
Okay, you've lost the... We're not even talking about the same thing anymore. You've completely lost... You've lost the narrative here. Let's see what these other people have to say.
Last Thursday was a tragic day on Twitter.com. If you were a legacy verified checkmark... Now, I'm not a legacy verified checkmark. I've signed up, done my bit, paid my $8 because I'm not on Amazon on Apple, so I don't have to pay $11. So now I'm officially a retard.
I've been really out of the loop. What the fuck? What do you mean?
Why are you bragging about this?
You got to pay a different price on Apple.
So Apple scam people who use their Pay app by saying, look, you got to pay 30% of whatever your transaction goes across this app to us. And so Elon was like, right, okay, we'll just raise the price of Twitter Blue.
This is like the most upset I've seen this Hobbit's foot get. Like in most of these like sequences, he's usually like a little bit more reserved. He'll just be like, no, I'm no call. I just don't believe that's to be the case, to be completely fair.
On Apple by 30%.
Oh, that's gold.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I don't use Apple, so I'm only paying the $8. But I've got an official verified checkmark account now, which is not how I thought 2022 was going to end.
You cursed? Or...
Well, I am more retarded than I was before we started. But the point is, like, I get to wear a little cap that says I have autism, so please be nice to me. The legacy verified checkmark. So it's nice to call them legacy because it's even the official thing on Twitter is a legacy verified checkmark.
Is this like really hardcore lampshading? Is that what's going on here? Is it just like, yeah, I'm I'm silly. I'm definitely silly. But I am going to pay that $8 a month every single month just so Daddy Elon knows.
mark. And that if you bring up the text that is the pop-up on it, it says...
Not bragging about your check mark that you can afford.
They all decide to delete their Twitter accounts like they said they would.
No. Account suspended.
Well, what did they do?
Whack! Do you know who's next?
No. Matt Binder? Not familiar with that one.
Do you not remember him from Gamergate?
I'll probably remember if he has his profile picture. Right, well, I don't see that anymore, will
I? As another one? Whack! And as Jack Posobiec pointed out, this is...
Ouch, that sucks. Matt, you got a straight up who?
Turning into a bit of a bloodbath.
Ooh.
Lots
okay.
of very big left-wing journo accounts.
Some...
Lampshading, please explain. So lampshading is when you basically try to get ahead of the insults that one of your opponents might levy at you. I frequently do it myself. It's a technique employed by many people where you might front load something and then that way you've already said the insult before they do, or you already get ahead of like what you could make fun of someone before they get to use it.
May or may not notable people being removed.
Notable if you're in particular spaces. And so, as Jack Sobiec there points out, it's like, hang on,
you mean journalists?
They dox Elon's private jet? And it turns out, yeah, they did, actually.
No, it turns out they didn't. Turns out. Those journalists weren't the ones who did it. First off, Elon's jet was the account that did it. And in terms of doxing the jet, what do you mean? You just said something very strange out loud. Do you mean as in tracking publicly available flight information that has to be publicly available? Because again, otherwise planes might just smash into each other. So that, yes, no, he was capable of finding that out. That doesn't mean that the journalists doxed his real-time location. It turns out the attack that Elon Musk talked about took place 23 hours after that address was publicly posted, just so you know. Oh, and you're bringing this up. Last night, car carrying Little X in LA was followed by Crazy Stalker, thinking it was me, who later blocked car from moving and climbed onto the hood. Legal action has been taken against Sweeney and the organization. Now, according to the new police report we just got today, turns out the suspect in this case is Elon Musk's security guard. Yeah, things just seem to be getting worse and worse.
So Elon had posted this. Last night, a car carrying his son, X, was in LA, followed by a crazy stalker who, thinking it was me, blocked the car from moving and climbed onto the hood. Legal action is being taken, of course. But the point is, the person knew roughly where he was and had tracked him down. And remember the Elon Twitter jet tracking bot?
Yes, so that showed an airport that was many miles away from where this incident took place. And it also posted the address of where they would have landed 23 hours before the incident occurred. That them's the facts. Don't know if you want to get into the feels here, Carl, but that them's the facts, unfortunately.
Well, that's gone as well now, incidentally, right. Because this appeared that...
He did a Smollett, and we don't know all the facts yet. It's not as if, and it's different, because Elon didn't say that he himself was personally attacked. He said someone went after my child and someone... Like, what actually happened here... According to all the information we have at this time, and according to two news articles in both The Guardian and The Washington Post, as well as the official police report, is that Elon Musk's security guard now is the suspect in this case. And what happened is someone who may have been a stalker of Grimes, who certainly says some stuff that stalkers would certainly say, like she's sending me coded messages in her Instagram. His car was stopped by Musk's security guard, who then got out of his vehicle, and Musk's security guard is alleged to have hit him with his vehicle. That's as far as we know in terms of the things that have been said. Elon Musk then tried to use the whole thing, and this is the part that we know that he was lying about, to say that this was actually Elon's jet that showed my real-time tracking information, and all these journalists who happened to be enemies of mine, they were posting my real-time tracking information by reporting on Elon jets, which is not true at all, because we now know that it actually occurred 23 hours after the Elon jet statement or publication of his location, aka the place where he landed, was posted, and also was many miles away from the airport where the incident itself took place. And the incident's actually not related to the Elon jet posting at all, neither is the journalist's covering of it. Those two things are different. But Elon Musk, being an opportunist, and I guess the 9,000 IQ genius that he is, use it as an opportunity to be like, hey, now I can go after all of my enemies because I think I found a cheat code. Yeah, he thought he found a cheat code here.
Actually, yes. Revealing Elon Musk's location in real time kind of has consequences when you are Elon Musk and there are millions of rabid leftists out there who actually probably would kill you if they had the opportunity.
Well, I wouldn't have my location streamed 24/7.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, and I'm not
you
Elon
can
Musk.
Do it if you want.
Yeah, neither does Elon Musk. He doesn't. No, the locations that Elon's jet were showing were, again, publicly available information, and it would show where the plane lands. Nothing beyond that doesn't explain to you what he does once he gets out of the plane, once he gets out of the hangar, once he gets to security, once he gets into either a limo or some other form of transportation, first-class train. We don't know where he's going after that. None of that information is public. We don't know anything beyond that's where the private jet landed. That's the extent of the information that is known. Yes. And should you want to remove that information from being public, well, enjoy just seeing planes explode out of the sky, because no one knows where anything is going, because that's got to be secret.
One, and it's...
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Yeah. And so Elon was like, look, actually, we'll have a policy where you can't dox people on Twitter. You imagine the leftists took that well. They're like, hang on, that's all we do.
Hasn't that been policy for a long time? It's just you never been think. Applied.
No, you fucked up your sentence. You're not thinking of leftists. You're thinking of Chaya Raichik, Libs of TikTok. That's who you're talking about. Yeah, that's someone who doxes real-time location information as well as phone numbers and addresses of events or people or teachers or doctors. And then people show up and they try to hurt them. That's what Libs of TikTok does. That's her thing. So that one's your guy's thing. Yeah, sorry.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's never been applied. And then so suddenly... Things are, and Elon literally came out and said, look, journalists will be treated exactly the same as everyone else on Twitter. And therefore, whack, 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 yes. A bunch of them got suspended.
Get the free speech going down here. Oh, it's just amazing, so delicious. Every single one of those lib cucks who would point out things like perhaps I may have told a politician or two that I wouldn't even rape her. Every single one of them. Well, now they have been censored. Now who's being raped? Sargon, this never happened. You're lying. This whole thing's a lie. You're believing a liar because he's a billionaire and the richest man. You're believing him. Oh, I guess he gave you your account back. There's that.
For doxing Elon Musk. And and as he points out, here, if you go back to the other one, if anyone posted real-time location and addresses of New York Times reporters, the FBI would be investigating. There'd be hearings on Capitol Hill, and Biden would be giving speeches about the end of democracy.
So true. No, they don't realize the hypocrisy, do they, sir?
Right.
Okay, no, 40 chess, bring them all back immediately and then just start doxing their location. What are they going to do?
Good point. We don't need a doxing rule on Twitter.com.
I agree, Aaron Rupter at 52 Elementary Drive.
Which we do not know is his address.
Yeah, it's completely fair.
I thought you just doxed him in real time there.
That's a great point. And people were like, well, should real-time doxing be banned? And as you said, yes, it actually was, you know?
Yeah, for a good reason, which is, you know, death.
And so half of those...
So again, 23 hours after the incident occurred, not real-time doxing, just so you know. There is some real-time doxing that was being done by Elon Musk. The next day, he was showing his exact location at a World FIFA Cup. And he was posting video of it, where he was at the time in the stadium. The actual location could be definitely determined based on the video footage. So in many ways, he did real-time location doxing of himself. Yeah, he didn't self-delete his account, just obviously to be consistent, but that was happening.
A very infamous journalist got their account suspended, and all hell broke loose.
Why the hell were they all tweeting it?
To dunk on Elon Musk? Look, this is where you are or something. Like, I don't
Again, they're like, they all think they're invincible.
They were, prior.
No, that's not what happened at all. This is where you are. I don't know. This is what journalists want to do. Every single one of them. They just want to be like, this is you, Elon. This is where you are. I found you. I see you, Elon. I don't know. I'm not a journalist.
The rule never applied to them.
You just didn't think this one through at all, did you? This is 6 minutes. I can't watch judgments, these dudes.
So what was this?
Maybe they were right. I think we didn't play the long game. We should have voted no, everybody. We should have kept... Well, it didn't matter because he didn't abide by his own poll, and so he's staying anyway. But we should have just voted no just to be like, yeah, why not? Why not, you know? Do you enjoy the SERPs but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the SERP Times in podcast form. Available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback, because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Juice, we shall spend many a generations building mighty cathedrals in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your oafish jesters, here to offer you a laugh at any opportunity. To our brave knights of the round table, Rachel K., Izzy Solidarity, Victoria Bell, Sebastian Demel, Mark Harmon, Benji Arnie, Scary Earth Human, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Everything Important, Hegbert Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Doug Cady, Daniel Sutton, Jenna Tao, Dark Puppy, Quiet One 85, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodle Hawk, Multi Mondi, Trevbot EXE, Brian Ephraim, Anthropofojak, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Inkosin, Ralph Parler, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, La Media Panza, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our valiant heroes off to fight injustice everywhere.